The big story, though, on Friday was that Rory Atkins has left. 26 years of age, 101 games at the Adelaide Football Club, key part of their push to a 2017 premiership where he played excellent footy, is out of the club. So he's gone. We think that he'll be joining Gold Coast, as Michelangelo Rucci alluded to us about a week ago. I think it was on Monday that he broke that story with us right here. So that will happen. The connection with Josh Franco, Tate Kayser at Gold Coast, would think that that makes absolute sense. And I mean, they're going to get a player with attributes. They're going to get him for free because he's an unrestricted free agent and he's at an age where he's probably still got 4 or 5 years left in him. Now, I know a lot of Crows fans are critical of what Atkins has delivered for the club, but the question I would ask is, why haven't they been able to get the best out of Rory Atkins? And the further part to that is there going to be more carnage at West Lakes? There's some talk that there may be more players ready to leave now. And can the Crows afford to be losing more mature-age bodies, which is what they need, like Atkins? I did notice that Scott Camporelli, former assistant coach, spoke to the Advertiser on the weekend, and he said Crows should let Hardigan go as well, and they should also delist Jordan Gallucci, who was a first-round draft pick from 2016. So it appears as though the exit at Adelaide won't stop with Atkins.
Crows supporters 0427 154 166. What do you think of this situation? A little bit unusual for it to all come out on a Friday. I know the difference is, I mean, players do this type of thing. They make arrangements with what's going on for next year, but with games still to go, and we're going to find ourselves in a situation where there will be a deal put in place, and there'll be two, maybe one or two games to go, and Rory Atkins will be on the outside, living like a normal human before he goes back into the bubble or whatever happens next year at a different AFL club. It's crazy.
Yeah, clearly he's got a commitment from another club to go and sign there, and we think it's Gold Coast. But I think, you know, they probably should have done the same with Brad Crouch. And I spoke about this 4 weeks ago. What's the point in Brad Crouch still being at that club right now? Clearly he doesn't want to be there. He's speaking like he doesn't want to be there, and clearly the Crows are happy to move him on because of the pick that they are going to get. So what's the benefit of Brad Crouch been in this situation right now? Should he do the same as Rory Atkins and move on and sever ties, because that's the way it is going? Now, I just mentioned Scott Camporelli, and who knows the club better than anyone, midfield coach for 9 years and senior assistant, also caretaker coach when Phil Walsh passed away as well. He said that he would cut David McKay. I personally would keep David McKay for another year. Atkins is gone. He would also cut Gibbs, Wilson, Gallucci, I mentioned, Knight, Crocker. He'd trade Hardigan. Crows fans, what changes would you make at the end of this season? Because list sizes are probably going to come down by about four, and there's going to be four new draftees at a minimum come in. So that means there's eight changes before you even start looking on the back of 10 last year. So Crows could essentially turn over 50% of their list in 2 years, which is extreme.